Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This particular tall story is taller than most because it concerns a chimney, Europe's tallest to be precise. The Terbolier chimney is 360 metres high and served a power station in what used to be Yugoslavia. When the power station closed down in 2018, the chimney's future in modern-day Slovenia looked uncertain. But a country boasting some of the world's best climbers soon discovered another use for the structure. Monocle's man in Slovenia, Guy Delorney, can tell us more.
When you mention Terbolje to people in Slovenia, they'll think of one of the three national icons which hail from this mining town in the Sava Valley. Firstly, there's the world's top-ranked male road racing cyclist, Primož Roglič. Then there's this. Yugoslav art punk pranksters Laibach put their hometown's industrial rhythms into their music, and although they're now firmly ensconced as Slovenian national treasures, they still take enormous glee in subjecting audiences to their terrifyingly Teutonic versions of popular toe tappers. In contrast, the other world-famous product of Terbolje doesn't utter so much as a grunt, but then it doesn't have to. When you're 360 metres tall, you tend to stand out, even if you don't have much to say. And without the Terbolje chimney, perhaps Laibach would have lacked the inspiration, which eventually led to them performing a quite extraordinary version of The Sound of Music in North Korea in 2015.
My heart wants to be.
But I digress. This is a tall story, which means we're here to focus on the awesome industrial infrastructure which towers over the Sava Valley in the centre of Slovenia. Unlike Primož Roglič and Laibach, the chimney never left Terbolje, but it remains a remarkable sight. It seemed even more remarkable when the stack was completed in 1976. It wasn't just the tallest structure in Slovenia, but in the whole of Yugoslavia. And more impressive still, it was, and still is, the tallest chimney in Europe. But there's a problem. The purpose for which the chimney was constructed no longer exists. And the question dangling vertiginously above it is, what becomes of a smokestack when there are no fires below? Rewinding to the time of its construction, its purpose was clear. Yugoslavia was still in the socialist dream world of the Tito era, and in Terbolje, now there was a towering symbol that the country could compete with anywhere else in Europe. The entire construction process took the best part of 2 years, but the chimney itself went up quickly, at the rate of 3 metres per day. International experts joined the effort to ensure the structure was built to last, a sensible precaution given Slovenia's history of seismic activity. As well as signalling Yugoslavia's status to the world, the chimney served a purely practical purpose. Its height was the key to funnelling pollution from Terbolje's coal-fired electric power station up and out of the valley. It's testament to the quality of its construction that the chimney has outlived not just Tito, but Yugoslavia itself. And yet, Slovenia's independence led to turbulent times for state-owned assets, and the industries which had gathered in and around Terbolje were no exception. By the start of the last decade, it was becoming obvious that time was running out for Terbolje's coal mine, which dated back to the 19th century, and tolerance for polluting industries and the infrastructure which served them was also on the wane. Eventually, that meant the end for the power station. The chimney belched its last in 2016, before the power station was officially closed 2 years later. I first saw the chimney in video form during the 50th anniversary edition of the Ljubljana Design Biennial. There was a segment dedicated to reimagining Terbolje. The curators had given it the apposite title, After Utopia. Along with a film of former miners taking part in a dance performance, there was a drone shot video of the town's signature structure. It zipped up, up, and over the top of the chimney before mercilessly pointing the camera down towards the ominous, circular, black abyss. My hands are sweating just at the thought. The graffiti visible at the top of the chimney reveals that some are not nearly so acrophobic. In fact, a quick internet search will turn up a frankly petrifying video of a Romanian daredevil calmly walking around the rim while juggling three peaches. A stumble wouldn't bring instant death. He kindly demonstrated that it took 15 seconds for a peach to hit the ground. Perhaps fed up of freelance thrill seekers, the chimney's custodians recently allowed it to become an official climbing venue. They created the world's tallest and most challenging artificial climbing wall on the outside of the structure, and to test it out, they called on another Slovenian icon, Janja Garnbret. She's just 21 years old, but she's already a multiple world champion in rock climbing and the hot favourite to take gold when the sport makes its Olympic debut in Tokyo. Her partner, Domen Škofitz, is also an international competitor, and he joined her in an assault on a very unusual kind of summit. It took them 11 hours to make it to the top. A few days later, they gave it another go and cut 4 hours off their previous effort. Just watching was exhausting, terrifying, and awe-inspiring in roughly equal measures. The course was specifically set for the two elite climbers, and the film of their effort makes it clear that this is no place for amateurs. But it does offer an intriguing idea for the next chapter in this tallest of stories. Even though its original purpose has gone, perhaps the Tobolia chimney still has a future.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Guy Delaunay for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.